And now, let's turn to Inside the City, a weekly chat with local officials, residents, and personalities providing up-to-date and relevant information about what's happening in your city of Palmer. Moderated by Mike Malevsky.
Well, it's my great pleasure to welcome into the studio once again, Nate Wallace, Palmer City Manager. Nate, you're beginning, you're just about beginning your third year as city manager. So let's begin there. I think we asked this question last year, toward the end of your first year. And the question was, what basically are we saying you have learned in the second year that was different than the first year?
But I would say this: the second year was more how to deal with entities outside the city. The first year was how to quickly learn how does the city itself run. This last year has been how does the city interact with other folks, other agencies, other governmental agencies, our partners within the city. So I would say that the second year is more looking outside City Hall as opposed to trying to figure out how City Hall works.
Ah, okay. And I appreciate that I threw that one out there. And maybe what that will do is just spark that kind of reflection. I know that you do. And as you come toward the end of a particular period of time, even as you're, for example, getting ready to do an evaluation, whatever, mm-hmm. and that's a classic time when people look back and say, oh, okay, here's what I wrote last year when I was getting ready to be evaluated and to describe what I think I've done. So let's get down to the nitty-gritty of what's happening in the city, if I can phrase it that way. This is beginning again to be a relatively strange year. Looked like we were going to have snow and it was going to be winter. And I remember in the past that would happen and you would get snow down on the road and then it would stay there. But that's not what's happening. The snow came, it went, and it's come back and gone away. And the projection ahead for the next 10 days is mid-30s, rain, snow in the mix.
Yeah, it's again, similar to last year. We don't have the snow cover that we've had in the past. And it does cause some problems. It's hard to say. We've had some streetlight problems. I know you saw the big, right out the window, the big dark block last month. And then once that got fixed, we had a couple more that went dark. Some of that's from aging. We think the aging infrastructure under the ground, our wiring for the streetlights is not in conduit because it's that old. So is it because it's old and the ground moves that we've caused some line breakage, or is it because there's no snow cover to keep the ground from moving? So we had a series of four or five line breaks in streetlights. And again, it's kind of odd, but it may be weather, maybe not, maybe just age, but those are some of the things that we've seen. But as far as street maintenance, it's the snow comes. And the one thing good about the snow being on the ground is it keeps the dust and dirt down. You just don't have it as much in the winter. Well, if you go out right now, I'd love to put the street sweeper out there to get some of the stuff out, but this time of year you can't. It's just too cold. The street sweeper won't work. Well, so we have those problems now that you can't grade it because it's not gradable on a paved road, and you can't pick it up because the snowblower won't pick it up. So you hope for snow, and it'll get picked up next time we put the snowblowers and pick up the snow. But right now the streets aren't like we like to see them. There's no snow, but now we've got all the crud from the wind blowing and everything else.
I've noticed that here in the studio when people come walking in and they'll say, well, I just got out of the car and I walked across the street and walked in, and what they're tracking in is,
yep.
I don't think it's been this bad.
Not this time of year.
Yeah. Okay.
This is like breakup. When we're waiting for it to get warm enough, snow's gone, but warm enough to get the street sweeper out there. But it's that one in the spring, it's a couple of weeks. It's about a month.
Okay.
But we don't usually see it this time of year to this degree.
No. I know that at the last city council meeting, there was some discussion about the airport. I know we've had some major construction out there, and there's always this question that comes up about access to the airport, whether you're able to. It's a very attractive place. People like airports. because they're wide open. And in this case, it's right alongside a suburban part of Palmer, and you can walk dogs. You can enjoy the views, et cetera, et cetera. Although technically, that's not encouraged. Is that correct?
That's correct for a couple of reasons. The first is safety. There are active airplanes on our airport. It's not like Anchorage International or Merrill Field, but there are planes flying around. They come in, and the last thing that a pilot's looking for or expecting on a runway is a dog or a vehicle. It's not a controlled airport. There's no tower that's telling the airplanes to, okay, come in on this approach, and you've got the runway. It's you watch for what's out there. So the pilots, when they come into Palmer, are looking for lots of things. So to be looking out for a dog isn't something that they should have to do. The other piece is just security of airplanes out there and the businesses. So it's having a downtown, it's pretty congested as far as buildings next to each other and streetlights and everything else. The airport has probably as many businesses spread on the airport as we have on Alaska and Collie.
Oh, okay.
And there's quite a few. It's not well known that there's a lot of business out there, but on the entire airport, there's probably 20 separate businesses.
Okay. So, and the airport is patrolled by the Palmer Police Department.
Yes. So, yeah.
Okay.
It's patrolled. If you were to take a particular portion of the city and divide it up into quadrants, the airport probably has as many, if not more, actual patrols than any particular area of town.
Okay. Okay. So now, I have noticed that it's been cold enough, even though we haven't had a traditional winter, to have a little bit of construction going on, particularly the Jensky building, which even when it's gotten cold, they've been managing to persist in building.
Yes.
Going right along, and it looks like the Great Wall will have something accompanying it.
Yes, they're moving right along. As you noted, they're not stopping for winter.
No, okay. So do you have any sense of when they project to have that finished?
I think they plan to be in business by spring.
Oh, okay. Now that's a what appears to be a major construction. Are there any other major constructions that are being planned once spring arrives that you're aware of in terms of building permits, things of that sort?
No, nothing major. There's a lot of permits even throughout the winter for remodels and things like that for businesses and homes. Nothing that we've seen for major construction for businesses. Of course, the biggest construction project in Palmer next year is going to be the Glen Highway.
Okay.
Starting at Arctic Bogard and then working down towards the fair. I think they're going to get to the Outer Springer this year. That's their intent.
Oh, well, that raises the question. Does the state have to get a building permit from the city to do that?
No, they do have to coordinate with us for utilities because there are utilities under the ground, but the road is not building permittable, I guess.
Okay, that would be an interesting amount of money, I think, because it's a large project. Okay.
Now they will have to, we've already started talking the noise permits and things like that. And really the biggest concern is from around residential areas and the portion of the highway from Bogard to Evergreen. It's bordered by residential, so they're cognizant that that's going to be something they need to watch. But we have to weigh, okay, do we want to delay this for weeks so they only work during the normal business hours, or right. Do we want them to get that done as quickly as possible and then work later at night? So that's what we're working through, that what the balance is.
And the city of Palmer has the authority to requests that they do certain things at certain times.
Within the city limits, we can tell them to do certain things times.
Oh, that's more than that. Yeah. That's pretty good. Okay. Well,
but again, we want to see that project done, and there's lots of reasons for them to get that done quickly in that part of town, from Glacier all the way up to Bogard, to get that done quickly so that the downtown area is not impacted significantly, because there will be an impact to our downtown when that's ongoing.
Is there perchance I'm thinking about disruption to traffic while that construction is happening?
There will be, because it includes Evergreen down to City Hall. They're putting up a stoplight at Evergreen and Cobb. Okay. So that whole project will take us down into the heart of the city.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. And of course, the other part is the question of whether
I'm not putting a crosswalk there. No, that will be part of that project.
This is Lee stepping in. I'm just so excited to think I can cross Evergreen safely at that point.
Yes.
You know, I realize that walking around Palmer some places, it's a little more exciting than I would like. So it's good to hear some of these things are happening.
Yeah, Evergreen has two marked crossings, one at the Glen Highway and the other here at the 4-way blinking line. So right. That'll be nice to have another.
One in the middle, because people aren't going to walk that distance to cross the street.
And they don't now.
I know. Me included.
I'm probably right there.
Probably you as well. So many of us jaywalk.
Yep.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay. Well, the next connection, however, with that construction is, of course, August, when the Alaska State Fair begins. I guess I'm thinking that there's going to have to be some major thinking about how to do this, because as I remember in years past, there's a lot of traffic on the Glen Highway there and et cetera that's associated with the fair.
There is. And again, that's part of the engineer that's the project manager of this also has that as something he has to work around. And they've got, and they did that last year, or the year before when they're working the
Palmer Wasilla.
Palmer Wasilla, they shut down portion of that time, but when they worked on the interchange,
right,
the Parks Glen area,
right, I remember that,
and they made sure that traffic was able to flow during the fair time, because up to the fair it was down to like one lane,
right,
and in fair time they had two lanes open. So okay. they're very aware of the state fair and making sure traffic is available. And
wow.
We worked on the airport project. That was one of our concerns too, because all the gravel that was brought in it. And we advised the folks that were bidding to keep that in mind. And it turned out the ones that won the contract were getting gravel from across the river and not having to bring it down the Glen Highway. So, yeah, anything in Palmer that involves work in August, we look at trying to keep impacts to the Glen and that area to a minimum.
Okay.
Even the wastewater treatment plant, they were bringing in concrete. That was around a fair schedule. Don't plan on working much coming down the Glen Highway that period. So, okay. Yeah, they're scheduled to
That's the big dominant road project. Are there any other smaller ones that you're aware of that will be coming up?
No, not that I'm aware of. The borough is working some other roads and throughout the borough. That they've had a survey online for a couple of months for folks to have input on what should be the priorities for new roads and improved roads. So they may have something coming along.
Okay.
Within Palmer, nothing significant.
Okay. Okay. That sounds good. Now, the traditional question I ask you every time you come in here, do I even have to ask it?
Not my building. Now, still no word on Fred Meyer. I have heard that there are a couple of folks that have talked to the broker. Now that they do have a local broker now, and there have been some interest, but I haven't. Nothing that I can confirm or deny. I can say that Best Buy, I've heard nothing about Best Buy coming into town.
I was thinking on the other end of it, wondering how the new Fred Meyer has impacted sales tax revenues in the city. I'm assuming it's been a nice hit.
It was. But it wasn't a surprise. We projected based on what other Fred Meyer's sales were. So basically they met our projections.
Okay.
And going into this next budget year. So we projected Fred Meyer increase from April through the end of the year. And they've hit those projections. And it was about a 6% increase, I think, is what we projected last year. So we're projecting another 200,000 increase next year.
Okay.
Because we're picking up three more months that we didn't have last time.
That's nice to hear.
Yeah,
I know they're having trouble keeping the store stocked. So I was wondering if you budgeted more correctly than they've been able to, it sounds like.
Oh, well. Maybe they've met our expectations. I think they're finding that they've underprojected, which is great for them. That's great news. But yeah, it's interesting to see how that's come to fruition.
It's not so great when you go in there to buy something and it's out of stock.
No,
they've run out. But you know that happens. Hopefully, they're figuring it out.
They've got the analytics to get it sorted out. It'll be interesting to see how the Christmas turns out. Christmas has always been huge for both Fred Meyer's and Cars and the downtown, just to see how that store size with the different goods they have compared to what they've had in the past.
Right.
What that will look like.
Yeah. Good. Good. Okay. Thanks.
And what I've noticed is that it was an article in the Anchorage Daily News today, taking a look at Anchorage is changing business profile, and noted a couple of a new bookstore was starting up and a couple of other stores had closed down, etc. Now, Anchorage is obviously a very large place with many, many different businesses coming and going, etc. Any sense at this point about we know we have the new new Fred Meyer's, and that's a dominant player by all means. Anything in the way of significant changes, plus or minus, in the business community in the city of Palmer that you're aware of?
No, not aware of. We've been pretty stable in the last few years. There's a couple of still open spots that in the downtown Alaska Colony area.
Mm-hmm.
Chickadee's on the corner of Fisher's, the old Fisher gas station. That still remains available for lease. The Eagle Hotel, I've heard it's been offered for sale. I've seen signs on it, but I'm not sure how that'll all turn out.
Okay.
But there just isn't developable land in our core area. So that's why I don't think we see a lot of change.
And over at the industrial park, that's pretty much been consistent as well.
It's been pretty consistent. There's one lot that's kind of gone through a change of signs, but I think the basic business has always been the same for construction. So yeah, it's Palmer's, again, compared to the rest of the state, we don't have a lot of change. And that you can look at that as being good or bad. The downside is the revenues haven't increased, other than because population in the valley has increased in our area.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I wouldn't say that Fred Meyer's and Cars have increased their sales because of anything Palmer's done, other than making sure the streets are clean and clear so they can get there. But I think that most of that, our revenue increase, has been because the population in the area around us has gone up.
Okay.
So that kind of leads to, well, why don't we annex? Well, there's lots of good reasons to annex, but you have to be able to afford it, and there's not a lot of revenue in the areas surrounding us right now.
So you're really saying that there's no present initiative, impulse to continue discussing annexation?
I think it's always on the fringe, in the periphery of discussions of the future of Palmer. But right now, just the way the state economy is, I don't know that it would be something we would pursue. There's great benefit for citizens outside the city to be in the city. The first and foremost is police protection.
Sure.
But then again, if we increase our footprint of the boundaries of the city and we don't increase the police force, now we're watering down, so to speak, the coverage that we have, increasing our area without police officers, and property taxes don't bring in enough to cover additional officers, at least from my stubby pencil assessment of the surrounding areas.
That's just one of the factors.
That's one of many.
That's important to remind people about. Well, coming up, Colony Christmas.
Yes.
So
we're a week away.
1 week, Colony Christmas. Anything new that we should warn listeners about?
I mean, there's several new events. And the chamber has puts this on every year. It's a great event.
Right.
If you haven't had somebody in to describe what's going on, I'm definitely not an expert to tell you, but I could saw the preview of the schedule and it's jam packed. There's something to do from 6 o'clock in the morning until 10 o'clock at night for 3 days straight. So
okay,
there's come to Palmer. If you don't live here, if you live here, you can walk to many different things. And we're getting again, as we mentioned, we're getting ready for it. The lights are up. We've got a few more lights to put up around the city for city things, but the decorations, the sleigh and all that goes up today.
Yeah, I saw the crews out there working on the lamp posts.
Yep, lamp posts are all done.
And it seems to me, but the collection of lights across by the Palmer Depot and so on seems to be more extensive than in years past.
Last year was the first year that we contracted for the depot and the tall trees to be done.
Okay.
So they were just because they were able to get higher with different equipment and have specific lights for that type of thing. We're going to continue to do that so long as the budget can afford to do that. We've talked about expanding to the library. The trees, the small trees, we do those ourselves, but the big trees, we contract that out. Started last year, and we did it again this year. So,
okay. So have we missed anything?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay.
The airport. So we officially renamed the airport almost 2 years ago by resolution. Working with the FAA, trying to get all the charts and everything lined up. But we're actually going to post a new sign next Friday. It's part of Colony Christmas.
Oh, wonderful.
11 a.m. We'll do a sign unveiling at an airport and Evergreen intersection for the Warren Bud Woods Palmer Municipal Airport.
Warren Bud Woods Palmer Municipal Airport. I've got that.
Yep. And then the Randy Tom Flight Service Center.
Flight Service Center. Okay.
So, yeah, those are finally coming to fruition with actual signage. So the charts won't be updated. That won't be until July of 2018, but that's a federal thing. We don't get to do that.
Got it.
But yeah, that's the once big piece for the city this coming week.
All right. Well, thank you, Nate Wallace, city manager for the city of Palmer, for coming in once again and illuminating the city from the inside so we can figure out what is actually happening. And have a happy Colony Christmas and beyond until
Thanks.
You return. You'll be back in 2018. How about that?
Next time I'm back? Wow.
Yeah. Take care now.
You've been listening to Inside the City, a weekly chat with local folks providing up-to-date and relevant information about what's happening in your city of Palmer. Moderated by Mike Malevsky. This program is a production of Radio Free Palmer, recorded at our studios in Palmer, Alaska. The views and opinions of moderators and guests do not necessarily represent those of Radio Free Palmer, the station, or its underwriters. If you have any comments or questions, please email manager@radiofreepalmer.org.